Father, we thank you for this day. Just ask, Lord, that you would just calm our minds. Give us a single vision for you, to hear from you. That you would just meet us here today, Lord. Speak to our hearts in Jesus' name.
Okay, so you will see I did do like a little. There are going to be some verses on your hand. With the announcements, I put some verses that we're going to go to so you can look at. Didn't print them all out because we got the Bibles. So. I'd like to go through Luke 19, 1 to 10, and then go back over and just kind of talk about things. My reader is not here. Anyone else like to read? Don't everybody come on the up once.
I'll start.
Okay.
Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was the chief tax collector who was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was. But because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today.
And he hurried and came down and received him gladly. And when they saw it, they all began to grumble, saying, he has gone to be the guest of a man who is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stopped and said to the Lord, behold, Lord, half of my possessions I will give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will give him back. I will give back four times as much. And Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because he too is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost.
Alrighty. Any questions? Any thoughts? I'd like to kind of go over like a big, well, not a real big picture, just a real small, short thing, and then I'd like to go back and do something else with it as well. So, as we go through here, can we all agree that we see the salvation of a man? Okay. Some of the verses, as I was going through, you'll see that I have Revelation 3:20 on your sheet. And the reason why I'm just going to go through this kind of, I don't know how I'm going to do it. Sorry. We see that, let me just go through. Zacchaeus came to a place, we're told that he's a chief tax collector and he's rich. And he saw Jesus. But he could not because of the crowd, for he was short of stature. You got to see why I'm reading. So he ran ahead and climbed up into the sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. And so when I was reading this, the first thing I went to is like in Revelation 3. And then when I crossed over, Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him and he with me. And Jesus just got done telling Zacchaeus, today I have to dine with you. Right? When you come down, I have to dine with you. So it's a work that the Lord is doing. He's standing there, he's knocking. And then we see Zacchaeus simply listens. And he comes down from the tree and it says that he receives him joyfully. And so when we look at that, we look at John 1, verse 12 and 13, it says, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. To those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. It's important to realize that born is of God. It's a work of God. It's not a work of man. And I really believe that this is, we're going to learn as we look at this today, that this is what's happening. And as we get into the fact, as we look at this salvation that's been come, that has come to Zacchaeus, we learn things from what Zacchaeus had said. He said the crowds were surrounding him and he was too short to see Jesus, so he went out and climbed a tree. And Jesus says, he tells Jesus, look at all I've done. I give half my goods to feed the poor. And if I've stolen anything from anybody, or for false accusation, I'll repay it. The way Jesus responds to Zacchaeus is the same way he responds to you and I all the time. Today, salvation has come to this house. Because he also is a son of Abraham. Why is Zacchaeus saved? Because he's a child of Abraham. Why are you and I saved? Because we're children of Abraham. Romans 4, 9 through 13 says, does this blessedness then come upon circumcised only, or upon the uncircumcised also? For we say that faith was accounted to Abraham for righteousness. How then was it accounted? While he was circumcised or uncircumcised? Not while circumcised, but while uncircumcised. And he received a sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of faith which he had while still uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all those who believe. Though they are uncircumcised, the righteousness might be imputed to them also, and the father of circumcision to those who not only are of circumcision, but who also walk in the steps of the faith which our father Abraham had while still uncircumcised, for the promise that he would be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through righteousness of faith. And so we, like Zacchaeus, become children of God as we believe and receive. And that's what Revelation 3:5 says, that he who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. We overcome by faith in his completed work. I know you guys know this stuff, but sometimes some people might come in and haven't come to a place, and this might be their tree, or they came to see Jesus. Or it's the same answer for you and I as we're walking with Jesus. Because what I wanted to look at is to show you some things to the verse 10 of Luke 19, and that's kind of really what I want to center on a little bit today. The Son of Man has come to seek and save that which is lost. Does it look like Zacchaeus was seeking Jesus? Right. So the reason why I wanted to bring this up is that it looks like Zacchaeus ran out to meet Jesus, but Jesus was on his way to meet him. And that's what happens with each of us each day. The only reason why we have a desire to run after Jesus is because Jesus has put that desire within us and he's drawing us to himself. No one can come to me unless the Father draws them. And so somewhere looking out there, Zacchaeus heard, his heart was stirred. And what was the first thing that came to his mind? Inadequacy. I'm too short. So he goes and climbs and gets in a position. But Jesus doesn't say, hey, what are you doing up there? Or who's that? He knew him by name. You see, he already knew him. And he was calling and drawing him as he was coming to him. And I think that that's what we need to realize, that, and again, let me just say, the salvation came when he believed and received. Zacchaeus. So the Lord was working and doing these things. And so as the Lord's working in you and drawing you and stirring you, and we respond, just like what it said to Zacchaeus today, salvation has come to your house. Why? Because he saves me for the first time, but he continues to save me daily as I yield and surrender and seek him as he draws me. He's working in you. It's kind of how Philippians 2, 12 and 13, you know, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. It's God who works in you to will and to do for his good pleasure. You see, all we're doing is coming into an agreement when he's calling us by name and saying, yes, Lord, I want to rest. I'm tired of climbing. You see, Zacchaeus didn't get saved because he climbed up on a tree. None of us can get saved by climbing up on our own tree. We're saved because he climbed up on a tree and died for you and me. And that's how he can offer. Yes, it's good. I know a lot of people will teach that Zacchaeus is a great example of what to look at, how he's running ahead, getting in front of everybody, putting himself in a position. But realize he's really only responding to a work that God's calling. Or how he's drawing and calling to himself. You see, our shortcomings will not get us there. But salvation comes when we believe. And that's all we can do. In our day-to-day circumstances, and in our initial salvation under Christ, our born-again experience, our resting and trusting in him daily to save me from my own stupidity. And to lead us and guide us and give us wisdom. Because as the Ken brought up last week, we need to remember, because we were talking, remember you said, God, remember it's Christ doing the work drawing. And I just thought it was funny reading this week, because Romans 3 says no one understands, there's none who seeks after God. But then you have Zacchaeus, who saw Jesus. It's just interesting. You have to be able to understand these things to bring to a place that you understand that it's always God working in you, drawing you, and always it's up to us just to respond. It's by his loving kindness he draws us, right? It's the goodness that leads to repentance. Yeah, it says that he saw, and then but verse 10 says the Son of Man came to see. So who's right? The God's right. No one seeks after. Unless he's seeking after you and drawing you. And then our decision and choice and opportunity is to respond to his love and come. And the reason why I point this out is when Jesus looked up to Zacchaeus, what did he say to him? Today I must dine at your house.
He called him by name too. It's like so he knows us.
Yeah, the other ones were certain people.
Maybe the tree was full of people, I don't know, but I mean they wanted to see him. He didn't want to see him. He didn't even spoke to even talk to him.
Right.
But he called him by name. He knows him.
Yep. But he said, today I must stay at your house. So do you think because Zacchaeus climbed the tree that he dined with him, or was he on his way to his house? Because if he's the one leading and drawing, he was on his way there already. I must dine in your house. But he didn't say, I need you at the tree. It was in his heart already to meet him and dine with him. Without knowing how things are going, he had a desire to meet. But the initial intent was Jesus was coming to dine with him. That's what I see. I see the Father working in him. I see him coming in agreement with him. And I think if we want to be safe in our walk with the Lord, realize the only reason you have a love for him is because he's drawn you and he continues to draw. draw you to bring you to a place of thanksgiving and gratefulness. And notice every time, what does it mean to dine with somebody in those days? He was blamed for being with a sinner. You see, when we dine in those days, you know, they come by double dip and shared, and everybody thought they came one. It was like communion, fellowship, intimacy. Salvation comes through intimacy and dying with Jesus. As he draws you and calls you, and notice he says today. In Hebrews it says today, if you'll hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. Today. Don't be stuck with any response. That's the lesson that we see out of Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was a weak little man. Everybody knows the song, right? Him being short of stature. I can't even sing. You never heard that song? Does everybody know it? Who wants to sing it? Want to hear it? No. Maybe later. But if you guys understand that the Lord's working, drawing, pulling you by lifting himself up, and we have an opportunity as he shows himself to each of us individually, that we lift him up, which enables someone else to be drawn to him. It's not us lifting. We're responding, but he's drawing. Why? Because he loves the world. He came to give life. And it's up to us to enjoy and receive and enter into the life. And as we continue, look, we don't have to wait for Jesus to walk through Delta and come and hear about him coming and just running out and trying to figure out a way to meet him. We have the opportunity to come boldly to certain grace daily. They might turn, receive grace and mercy in our time of need, which is second. The truth is we have an opportunity, if our minds stay on him and focused on him, to never leave that holiest of all. Because you are in his presence. It's whether or not your mind is allowing you to access that presence. And your heart to relieve and realize he's calling you. He's drawing you. He wants to speak to you. He wants to dine with you. He wants to bring salvation to your day. Because he is salvation. He wants to give you himself so that you can freely give him to others. And that's all I have. Any thoughts? Yes.
Well, I just wanted to say that, you know, things like this situation here really blessed me a lot. Back in the day when, you know, we would go out and evangelism and, you know, just like with Jesus, there's these masses that are trying to see him. And when we would go out, we would see masses of people. And there's a whole city here that needs Jesus. But he sees this one. And it really blessed me to think about, you know, the Lord might just, there might be one person here that needs someone to talk to. And when I thought of it that way, Jesus did it. He went out. He went a long distance to see one person. Because he has the benefit of knowing the heart, you know, knowing someone's heart. Anyway, that blessed me.
Okay.
Just have my eyes open to talk to him.
You might think you don't measure up. But he says you're accepted in the beloved. Gentlemen?
I was thinking of this verse here when you were sharing. It's from Psalm 139. It says, "Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they were written all." No, in your book they all were written. The days fashioned for me, as yet none of them were. So I hate the term divine appointment, but that's kind of what it is.
It always is.
Like there's a moment when the Lord's going to meet you. And I wanted to say something about dying with him. This has kind of really blessed me, this truth. You know, from the Passover, in order to enter into salvation, you had to put the blood of the lamb on the doorpost of your house to be saved. But the next day, they were told to feed on the lamb. So you enter in by blood, and you live the Christian life by feeding on the lamb. I thought that was kind of cool. There comes a dying.
Anyone else?
I don't know where this is, but there is a scripture, and I think Jesus was speaking that if you search for me, I will be found.
You search for me,
I will be found. With, yes, when you seek me with all your heart. Mm-hmm. And I don't know where that is.
Sounds like it's out of Psalms, and it's repeated. It's repeated in the New Testament somewhere too.
Yeah, that's what I'm.
Any other thoughts?
I have this other verse that I can read. This was part of my thought. Especially here, like when on the point that the Lord does it all, He does the drawing, He's the seeker, mm-hmm. He stirs your heart to see.
Yeah.
But this verse says, and whatever we ask, we receive from Him because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. And this is His commandment, that we should believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as He gave us commandment. So, you know, like, what's the commandment? Believe.
That's the word.
And I think you can interchange the word believe with trust for salvation, mm-hmm. you know? I think that puts a different, like, aspect to it.
And the one thing that I think is really neat in here is Jesus didn't say, yeah, you need salvation because you're too short. I'm going to give you salvation because you give to the poor. Or you repay when you're caught in a lie. Or if you're caught in a lie, it doesn't really give us that. He doesn't say that. He says it's because you're a child of Abraham. Child of faith, a child of belief, a child of trusting, resting in Him. Not struggling. You don't have to climb up that tree to see Jesus. He climbed up the tree for you to be with you. And if you keep your eyes fixed on the cross and how He's used that in the past to draw you and continue, that's your work. The Son of God, the Father, the Holy Spirit all agree that each and every one on this earth was worth dying for. That's how much He loves us and desires us to be with Him. And He puts no stumbling blocks. We're going to remove the stumbling blocks from people and just say, come, receive, enjoy, rest. Be washed in His love. And as you are, He'll grow and draw you to Himself. So. Is that anybody else? Sure. I am trying to make shorter messages. Yes, sir.
Did you mention the card?
Oh, I apologize. There is a card. You have it? Somebody has a card to fill out for Amelia.
Right here.
And if you haven't, please do it before, and then
Tyler can take it from
there. Tyler got volunteered. Now, we'll give it to Abigail. So, one of the, you can have, I was just thinking, one of the little things that kind of laid on my heart is, you know, we're told that it's the word that is sharper than any two-edged sword, able to pierce the soul and the spirit and division, right? And so I kind of looked at this here. How am I supposed to, it says that He has salt,
But Jesus came. And see, it's the word that has to come in here. And if we do abide in it, there should be a oneness to where we almost can't tell the difference of who. But we need to go back and remember it is not you. You're still short stature. It's the Lord working in you. And if you can keep that understanding, you can stay humble. And rest and say, oh, and look at it as, oh, wow, I've been enjoying fellowship rather than, oh, look at me, I've arrived. And I think it's important to remember to allow the word to cut through to remind you that it's all about Him. He's drawing you. If there's anything good coming forth from your life, it's Him working in you. And that way, you don't think it's about you. So, the truth is Zacchaeus was looking at himself when he realized how he had to get to Jesus. And then he started talking about self to justify himself. And Jesus said, it's just by the faith believe in. Believe in this. So, all right, I'm done. Sorry.
Well, that word capital believe that I was thinking of comes from Jeremiah 29:13. But it starts at 29:11 when they're in captivity. And God speaks to them and says, I know the plans I have for you, the plans to prosper you and not harm you, to give you a future and a hope. That's John and I said anyway. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. And so I think that's it. When we want to be set free from captivity, we seek the Lord, but He draws us to seek Him, and He gives you a promise. Salvation. So it was captivity that led them to cry out. But before that, they already had the desire to. They were already being drawn by the Lord. Because they were children.
And sometimes your lack is what draws you to Him.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, let's pray. Father, we do thank you that it's your work. And even more so, Lord, that you've rested and your work's complete. And so, Father, we just thank you for that. And we just ask that as we go forward, Lord, that we would enjoy that intimacy with you and the salvation you bring by being with us and leading us. And Lord, how help that to serve in us the desire just to share. Lord, we thank you that our names are written and that you know us by name. And we just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.